This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For all of their aforementioned resilience, consumers in this economy do get skittish sometimes. For instance, when thinking about whether to eat in or go out with the Delta variant doing its thing. Balancing risk tolerance with being sick and tired of your own kitchen. Creative food entrepreneurs are finding ways to meet that demand while running a business in a very tough labor market. From Portland, Oregon, Katia Riddle reports.
Jerry Benedetto knew he had a good product when one of his customers got emotional over it.
He just kind of like started tearing up.
The customer was picking up an order.
And he goes, yeah, sorry, you know, just the bag, the smell, everything kind of hit me at once. And me and my dad used to get pizza every Friday. My dad passed away a couple of years ago.
Benedetto is a one-man pizza band called Jerry's Pizza. With market conditions making it difficult for restaurants right now, some industry analysts say they've recently seen an increase in small operators like Benedetto, often using shared kitchens.
It is a concept that is gaining traction.
Greg Astley is with the Oregon Restaurant and Lodging Association.
From a labor standpoint, you don't have to worry about a front of the house. You're not worrying about wait staff or any of those things. You're also cutting down on your square footage.
Benedetto makes his pizza at a small tavern called the Bear Paw Inn, where he struck up a deal with the owner to use the kitchen. People can either eat it there or take it home. Tucked behind the bar, across from the video poker machines, he runs dough through what's called a sheeter.
Just throw it through a few times, get it really thin.
He makes 100 pizzas a week and sells them for about $20.
Just kind of put a little bit of sauce in the center and then you just kind of do one of these.
When he moved from Wisconsin to Portland, Benedetto says he couldn't find the kind of tavern-style pizza he grew up with, thin crust with a bit of a chew to it. So he taught himself how to make it and started selling it during the pandemic. Now he says his weekly order list sells out in 3 to 5 minutes online. About a mile away, vegan food is on the menu at Dax McMillan's food cart.
You want my 24-hour marinated chipotle lime mushrooms in there?
Daily Fuel is in a pod of about 20 food carts. McMillan tells a customer about his nachos.
They are amazing.
Sounds good, yeah.
Got it.
McMillan and his wife are the only staff in this operation. He used to be a chiropractor, he says, before quitting to build this vegan food business. He says he's brought in about $200,000 in sales just this year.
And I'm making more money on a food truck working in jeans and tennis shoes than I was in a suit running around hospital to hospital.
He and his wife work 12 to 16-hour shifts. County officials here report a nearly 10% rise in the number of food carts in the last year, while the number of conventional restaurants has declined. Some micro-restaurants don't have a storefront at all.
We had a very low overhead to start, so we found this kitchen, we found some molds, and we found a bike cart.
Kiran Chima rents space out of a shared kitchen. Her family is from India, and she makes a kind of ice cream from there called kulfi. Chima and her husband sell it around Portland on a bike cart. The National Restaurant Association recently identified placeless restaurants as a disruptive industry trend. Chima opens a walk-in freezer where she has hundreds of frosty ice pops. Her business is called Kulfi PDX.
I just made these. These ones are Vietnamese iced coffee, and these are cookies and cream.
She's barely been able to keep up, she says.
I've been saying all summer, I've got to hire somebody.
But with increasing demand, she says, she can't ignore the problem. In the last week of August, she and her husband set a personal record when they made and sold 3,000 ice pops. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Katia Riddle for Marketplace.